Good things come to those who wait almost a century. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, where sometimes you have to hurry up and wait. I'm Brady. It's Wednesday, May 31st. It was around this time in 2011 that the waiting finally ended for the heirs of a tycoon who had set some very specific and unusual conditions about what would happen to his vast fortune. His name was Wellington R. Burt, nicknamed the Lone Pine of Michigan. That nickname is pretty telling. The Lone Pine made his fortune in the lumber industry. In the early 1900s, he was believed to be the eighth wealthiest man in the country. But the nickname was Lone Pine for a reason. He was, shall we say, not always well-loved. Even the Saginaw County Hall of Fame notes that while Burt was a leader in business and politics, he was also, quote, an irascible, tough old curmudgeon. That's a reputation he kept to the end of his life and beyond. For reasons that are not entirely clear, Wellington Burt's will included something that's known as a spite clause. He left small amounts of money to his direct descendants. Some received about the same amount as Burt's personal cook. But the bulk of his fortune stayed locked up. Burt said that would be kept off limits until 21 years after the passing of his last surviving grandchild. Given that we're talking about tens of millions of dollars, Burt's descendants challenged the will not long after he died in 1919. And while they were able to secure some of the money that had been tied to his holdings in Minnesota, the bulk of the money was still in Michigan, and that stayed out of reach until May 2011. That was 21 years after the death of Burt's last grandchild. A local judge had been in charge of taking and vetting applications from people who believed they had a claim to some of the money. The judge determined that a dozen of those who applied were actual descendants. And you might think that every one of those 12 people would be thrilled about the life-changing amount of money they were set to inherit, but that wasn't the case. Some of the heirs said that whatever it was that prompted Wellington Burt to keep his family away from his money must have been painful for everyone involved, so they weren't too excited about their part in the strange and long-running story. You can learn more about that story at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, a much more family-friendly happening that's on a much shorter timeline. Stay with us.
Make Cool Weird Awesome even cooler with your voice.
What's your favorite weird world record?
The strangest statue you've ever seen?
The fun fact that nobody knows but everybody should?
Send us a voice message on the Anchor app.
Or try a voice tweet.
Or call our listener line at 603-717-4653.
That's 603-717-4653.
Make sure to include your name and where you're from.
And you might hear yourself on the show.
Welcome back. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, not far from Wellington Burt's home base of Saginaw, it's the Grand Rapids Lantern Festival. Through June 11th, the John Ball Zoo is hosting a series of elaborate Asian lantern displays that bring Asian culture together with wildlife. I'm Brady. I bet people light up when they see it. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.